Ralph Samuels is Holland America and Princess Cruise Line's Vice President of Government and Community Relations. He was in Ketchikan to talk about Alaska's share of the world cruising market and what it would take to increase that share. Before 2004, Alaska had about 9% of the global cruise market. Now, though, it's down to 4 or 5%. Samuel says that's because the number of ships that come to Alaska has remained flat, while the industry has grown elsewhere, especially in Asia.
The Asian market has grown, and it is not North Americans flying to Asia to take a cruise on a Princess or Holland or Royal or Norwegian or whoever. It is Chinese citizens going to Chinese ports. So the Asian market has grown internally, and it is now taken over third place behind the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. Caribbean's first, and the Mediterranean is second.
Increasing the number of ships that come to Alaska is a complex process that depends on many factors. Samuel says it's a huge investment that may or may not pay off. If there are too many ships and not enough demand, he says they'll have to lower ticket prices to fill the ships. If that's the case, the cruise company likely could have made more money if it hadn't added a ship. But if a cruise line determines the market can absorb another ship, Samuel says it has a big ripple effect for the entire tourism industry.
If Princess adds a ship to Alaska, it's about 50,000 people, 50,000 more visitors that you guys get to collect tax money from, that all the retailers get another shot at somebody walking by the store, the Shorex people get another shot at trying to get somebody on the flight team trips or the four-wheeling trips or the log show or whatever it is. If you get and add another ship to the market, it is probably the best thing for tourism.
Samuel says some proposals under discussion right now in Alaska's local and state governments could make it more difficult to add ships to the market. He says the industry opposes a proposed increase to the state head tax. Other proposed state taxes also could eat into the profit, such as fuel and alcohol tax hikes. Samuel says all those little increases add up, especially if each local community the cruise lines pass through also increases bed taxes. That's something communities are considering in response to cuts in state revenue sharing with local governments.
If you stop in Ketchikan, and you stop in Juneau, and you stop in Skagway, and you stop in Sitka, and then you end up in Seward and Whittier, and then you go to the Matsu Borough and the Denali Borough in Fairbanks, and everybody says it was just $3, it's $21 a head. And it all matters.
Samuel says everyone in Alaska would benefit more from trying to encourage more ships rather than squeezing more revenue out of the industry.
Tourism is doing very well in Alaska right now. So how do you increase the pie even more rather than making sure you get the last nickel from the guys that are already coming?
But Samuel says while possible increased taxes are a concern, Holland America Princess won't give up on Alaska. In fact, the company just made a big investment in one of its hotels up north.
McKinley Chalet Resort is a hotel just south of Healy. And the Holland America Group has put about $50 million into this facility. And for a cruise line to spend $50 million on a land asset, it is a sign that you're bullish on Alaska, that we made the investment because now it makes it more difficult for us to transit a ship out of Alaska.
Samuels also addressed marijuana legalization in Alaska. He says pot is not allowed on cruise ships, no matter what, and he hopes marijuana retail stores throughout Alaska's ports will post signs making that clear. Samuel says a passenger who is caught with any marijuana product on board will be kicked off the ship. That shouldn't be a big problem this season, though, since the state doesn't expect to issue retail licenses until September at the earliest. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.